Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I always say, get engaged, get involved, truly be part of the solution. You got to be part of the solution. It's the only, I say it all the time, it's the only way we win, right? If you take up verbal arms, if you would, if you get your facts straight and you get involved in the discussion, then we win. And we win every time. Not sometimes, every time. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thank you so much for being with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, you know, part of the conversation. Part of the solution, actually, if you really want to get technical about it. And you do that by getting informed. Right, so we've got so much going on. I mean, Joey B. Anybody seen him? Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot. Okay, he's on vacation again. Right, the world is blowing up around him. And Bobby's doing the same thing. It wasn't a big deal. I'm sure they're covered. Wink, wink, nod. They're not going to have any real issues to speak of. You know, I ask you guys always to get your information together. I don't know if you saw what was happening in the news today, but. You know, Russia has, like, put out a full-blown, full force all over it against Ukraine. And with all the money we've given Ukraine, you would think that they'd be, not only would they be able to protect themselves, but, man, they would be able to push back like none other, right? And I don't know, what is it? Do they need the training? Do they need, what's the deal here? In all sincerity. And quickly, I want to throw some stuff by you. Some numbers. You know how much I love numbers. To a fault, actually. We've given Ukraine 100... You'll need all your fingers and toes for this one. We've given Ukraine $165 billion. Yeah, with a B. You know what we could have done with that money? Now, mind you, we've given money to other countries and to Ukraine. And part of that money was for them to do what? Anybody? Right, secure their border. Secure the border. Can't secure ours. $165 billion we gave them, we could have built 6 border walls, right? To stop this illegal migration from our border. We could have fixed the Flint water system. Flint water system, right? We could have given every homeless vet $2 million. $2 million for every homeless vet. Yeah, we don't want to help them, though. We're throwing them out of hotels so that we can move illegals in. California now is giving money, is covering the medical costs of all the illegals that come in. $50 million for every family impacted by the Maui fires. Right? And we have heard for a mere $20 billion, we could have ended, we can end homelessness. Now, I don't believe any of that, but the homeless portion. Come on, let that sink in for a minute. And we're supposed to trust them with our tax dollars. We're supposed to trust them wanting more money from us. I mean, sincerely. When you have somebody that lies to you all the time, consistently, can't get it right no matter what, you really going to trust them with more? Really, 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 really? all this stuff, I just find amazing. And frankly, it's our fault. We've let them get away with it. We've not spoken up. We've not made a lot of noise. We've made some noise, don't get me wrong. We've not made a lot of noise. Or I should, let me rephrase this. We've not made the noise that we should have made to this point. You know, there's so many things happening. Now, I can only speak to California for the moment. But there's so many things happening here in California. boatload of laws changing here soon. Right? Now, and again, the laws that you see happening. I want you to think about something. We are told on a regular basis that, you know, the medical profession, it's so noble, it's so this, it's so that. Right, that they're not supposed to do any harm. When Roe versus Wade was originally passed, right, it was supposed to be safe and few. Really. Now, apparently, every woman that goes there for an abortion, it's a health crisis. And we're going to go a little further. Doctors in California who mail abortion pills to patients in other states will be protected from prosecution. Right? From this state. So if a state doesn't allow abortion, and they get the pills from a doctor here in California, no problem, no big deal. How is that safe? How is that safe without being seen? I mean, seriously. You know, we said it. I actually had somebody who was a friend. He got mad about some of the things that I was saying. We hadn't talked for like 5-6 years. And then we connected again. And he said, you know, I thought you were a nut. He said, but you were right. You were right about the transgender stuff. You were right about the gay marriage stuff, where it would lead to. You were right about what was going on in the schools. And I said, yeah, it's because when you start looking, when these things are unfettered, when these things have no boundaries, when you allow the screaming brat in a supermarket to get what they want because they're making noise, it never works out well. Go with senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with, yeah, you know who, Sonya Schmidt joins me right after the break.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to for no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
But I do like the movie. Right? Moonstruck. Whatever comes up, I always try to watch it, take a few minutes, you know, get through it, that kind of thing. And I do find it really, really, really funny. Okay, that could be my cousin. I have female cousins, and they, how do I say this in a nice way, Sonia? They were a little rambunctious. I don't know what word to use.
They were black?
No.
I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, no, they were, so.
Code. Code language.
So, in the era of hot pants, I'm sure you remember hot pants.
Really? You got to take me there. All right.
So, I won't say which one, but one of my cousins was walking in front of, we didn't know it was her at first. So she's walking 20 feet in front of me. And I'm with my other cousin, You ready for this? I'm with my other cousin, my cousin Vinny. So I'm with him, and we're walking down the street, and we're making fun of this woman walking in front of us, although we had a different name for her. She had the frizzy, frosted hair, the hot, hot pants on, halter top, you know the look, right?
The uniform, we all had it, and yes.
The uniform, and the heels. And, we're having some choice words for her, and all of a sudden she turns around, and my cousin is like, are you for real? You walk in the streets like that? Does your dad know you dressed like that? I mean, just went up
my... fashion and appropriateness are two different things. My mother let me walk out of the house like that. She also, this is a really terrible thing, she used to also take me and my girlfriends to the Sunset Strip looking like that.
Oh.
And me as a, my mother's a special case, but me as a mom would have never left that. Not only did we have the hot pants, we had the hot pants jeans ripped all the way up the sides.
Oh,
up,
yeah, I remember that.
Practically to the waist. Yep.
I remember those. And those, what were they called? Sun skirts or something? Anyway, the braless, like one-piece dresses that the girls would wear to the disco.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure. We used to always, and I was so tiny at the time, we would take a scarf, fold it triangularly.
Oh!
And tie it around our... Now, you know what? Fashion is one thing. Appropriateness is another. And we maybe didn't protect our girls like we should have. And that, to me, kind of was the start of the fall of women not respecting themselves. And
I remember, you always heard excuses. My mother even did it, and we joke about it now, where she used to buy me cigarettes. Now, I wasn't allowed to smoke, but she bought me cigarettes. Okay?
That's crazy.
And she said, I knew you were going to do it anyway. And then the other thing was drinking, right? She, on Friday nights or Saturday nights, she'd say, you know what, bring your friends over here, go in the basement, I don't care what you do, if you're gonna drink here, pass out here, and then at least I know you're safe. I'm going, wow.
She was worried about you, but not those other kids that were going home. You kind of grew up in a liberal household, it sounds like.
Not really. My dad was totally, as usual, totally the opposite, you know?
Okay.
I mean, booze, where are you getting the booze? You can't buy booze. You're too young to buy booze, right? Tell me who's getting it for you. I'll kick the crap out of them. That kind of thing, right?
Mom, did you squeal on her?
To him? No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, but in other ways, she was extremely tough,
That's funny, yeah.
What time I was supposed to be in, when I was out, and things I could do, where I could go, that kind of stuff, so... I guess she picked and choose her morality at a time.
Yeah, but she was covering for you. She was making sure you were safe. But those other kids that were getting drunk in your living room and she's sending them home at their curfew, it's like, see, I wouldn't want to be you.
Okay. So here's a young man on the libs of TikTok who has decided that being two genders was invented by white people and it's rooted in colonization. Although that one there, I still haven't even figured out how they, whatever. Take a listen.
White people ruined most of everything. Before Europeans colonized the globe, thousands of indigenous peoples acknowledged and celebrated multiple gender identities as part of their culture. Not only did Europeans spread religion to get others to convert to their ideologies, but the idea of the gender man and woman was also a European ideology. That was one of the tools of the colonization process. And then men and women became the standardized gender identity as what we now know today. White people...
There's only one big problem with this. And that is... The Bible? And religion, yeah, all of it, pretty much, yeah.
God, you want to go there? Got to throw that in?
Yeah. Well, listen, if you think about it, right? I mean, the first push for religion was in Ethiopia. The Ethiopian Bible is the oldest, written Bible, the oldest copy of scripture that there is. And it's like, wait a minute, religion really came out of Africa. Go ahead.
Why are you trying to throw facts into this situation and mess up that boys or girls or they?
I have no idea.
It's so sad. It's so crazy. I don't know if you got to see Matt Walsh's documentary called What is a Woman? But he went all the way to Africa because he was like, okay, well, maybe we're just like getting this wrong in the United States or, you know. So he went all the way to Europe. I mean, all the way to Africa. And he asked some tribal Africans, I forget who they were. I don't know if they were Ethiopian or what.
I would love to see that picture. Just a picture.
Oh, it was wonderful. They laughed their butts off. They were like, when he told them what we were doing in the United States when it came to gender, first of all, they looked incredulous. And, you know, and then there was one interpreter who explained it to them. They were like, what? And then once they got it, they were laughing so hard. And they said, would you go this route? And they were like, heck no. They had very clear gender ideologies. Now, you mean to tell me that Whitey influenced those people? Was this a white construct in Africa that knew the difference between male and female and genders and what their roles were and what their places were and their societies that work very well, by the way?
Now, by the way, I think Walsh is white, isn't he?
I think he is.
And he couldn't pull all those black tribesmen over?
No, he could not. The powerlessness of the white man.
I just find it so...
Y'all just losing your power.
Yeah, we are, apparently.
Like,
this poor person, I don't know if it's a child or what, but this poor person probably goes to the public school system.
Okay?
I mean, I don't... This is where they're teaching this stuff.
And I'll say he's a child, and I don't care how old he is.
Yeah, mentally you're right. We gotta go make some money. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more with Sonya Schmidt when we return.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News Update. Maine's top election official is removing former President Trump from the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. GOP candidate Ron DeSantis tells Fox News it sets a dangerous precedent.
Well, the idea that one bureaucrat in an executive position can simply unilaterally disqualify someone from office, that turns on its head every notion of constitutional due process.
Both Colorado and now Maine are moving against Trump being on the GOP primary ballot. Israeli tanks and warplanes are reportedly targeting central and southern Gaza as the Israel-Hamas conflict reaches its 12th week. Israel's defense minister says the attacks are a crucial step to dismantle Hamas. Top officials from Mexico and the U.S. are promising to cooperate more closely to slow record levels of immigration at the shared border. A joint statement was issued after representatives of both governments met on Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Join the chat room. You can find that at joemessina.com. joemessina.com. And I'm telling you, there's smarter people than myself in there. Got to do something to, you know, lift the show up. That's why I bring on Sonia Schmidt to be my co-host on Fridays, because we need smart people around me, really. To hold me up, lift me up.
You're smart enough to bring me on, so that gives you some...
I am smart enough to bring you one.
That gives you some brain cred right there.
Yeah. Anyway. we could do on the crazy stuff, if we just stuck, even with the current laws that have been signed by Governor, the names I want to call him, I realize I can't call him. So that's why sometimes you hear me stuttering, because I'm like, oh God, he's such a fool. And here's an example. Remember he did the whole thing with, we had to move away from natural gas and onto electricity. We had to be green by now, okay? Mm-hmm. And so the gas-fired grills, the gas-fired plants, electricity plants, they were all set to be closed by the end of this month. I don't know if you knew that. Most people weren't paying attention. And that was to bring them in compliance with our state's idiotic mandate, right, for the transition to 100% clean electricity. So they had a frantic rush, I think it was back in November, to sign some extension bills for... Yeah, see, you're smiling because you know what these people are like. And he had assigned these extension bills to keep San Onofre open, right? That nasty nuclear power plant. Had to keep that open. And now all the gas powered plants are still open. They're not going to close anytime soon.
There's nothing to replace them with. This is all virtue signaling. And, you know, I'm sure there's sweetheart deals with whoever, the powers that be. But it's not logical. It's not feasible. We have nothing to, you know, listen, if they can do that and make it happen, cool. But they can't do that yet.
Nope.
We rely on what we need and what we... You know, when I wrote my book, on it's called The Real Deal on Global Warming for kids, and also for adults to read so they can explain it to their kids, because at the time I wrote it, they were just put fear-mongering to children, and that's a real bone of contention for me. But yeah, this whole thing is about power and money. It has nothing to do with the environment. People aren't buying those electric vehicles. Everything they try, it just blows up in their face, and they just don't give up. It's kind of like throwing Trump in jail. They just don't see the error of their ways. They just keep going down the same road. We're not there yet. If we were there yet, people will automatically go there. You follow, you know, beauty of capitalism is you follow the market will correct itself. If those products were good, if they were feasible, if they worked, if they were cheaper, then the public would go for it. But ain't nobody going.
Wait, no, you got a car that's, I don't know, 6 years old. How long does the battery last? Right? 5-6 years old, and you're hearing that to replace those batteries, if it's a Toyota, whatever, they're talking about the difference of $15,000-$20,000. My God, I can replace the engine in my gas-powered car for $4,000, you know?
Can you imagine going and dropping your car off and they call you with the bill and it's $20,000?
You'd hear.
Exactly.
Mr. Messina, you still there?
Hello? Is this thing still on? You know, but for them, it's no problem because they get to virtual signal and they can afford it. And they couldn't care less about what we can or cannot afford. That is not their, that's not their concern.
Wow. You know, you look at this, I was talking about in the last segment, and illegal immigrants will be eligible for free health care in California starting on midnight of the 31st, okay? And this is Governor Newsom's idea of being humane. We are in because people have left this state. We are $68 billion in deficit in the state of California. Now, the dirty little secret, because I'm on a school board, we kind of get some tips here and there, and they're telling us to cut back on this and cut back on that, and oh my God, we're not going to be able to. I mean, this is going to be over $100 billion. Now, remember, just 2 years ago, we had a surplus of $100 billion. And
wow.
when they promised us they would pay down some of the debt we had, they paid. You ready for this one? They voted to pay less than $1 billion in back money that was owed by the state, and instead putting all these new programs in place, just sucking that money dry.
Well, you know what? Your audience gets it, and I hope this information gets out to those who don't understand, don't listen, they're ill-informed. And I hope it goes out to the rest of the country, because a lot of people don't really understand what's going on in California. But, you know, the article that you sent me about the health care that's going to be given to the illegal immigrants, the headline was it's going to be given to eligible immigrants. And when you read just a couple paragraphs in, you find out that is over 700,000.
Oh, yeah.
And all of them are eligible. All they have to do is be illegal. As long as they're illegal, they're eligible.
I wonder, can we apply for like a legal status?
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to pretend like I can't speak into English. And you're gonna get in trouble for that one.
I'm gonna send them your way, but
I got nothing. I got no email address. I got nothing.
Well, I had an email address I got rid of, but it used to be joe@likeicare.com.
Ah, that's great.
They kind of said, no, you can't do that anymore. So,
who said you can't do that? I want to do that. I love that.
So, well, you know, so Newsom, apparently we don't understand, okay? We don't really understand what he's trying to do and how he's trying to do, okay? People don't realize that California is this wonderful. Oh, I got to play this, Peter. Do I have time to play this before I read this other thing? So this is our buddy, John Kennedy, Senator John Kennedy out of Louisiana. I love that guy. You know,
he's
the plain, simple, So listen to him in talking to one of the economic experts. Listen to this.
I think there are big advantages to living near centers of entrepreneurial activity, and we see that on the
website. You think they're leaving to be nearer to centers of entrepreneurial activity, do you?
Well, I don't think there are a lot of people, fleeing New York City. That New York City has.
Sure, they are. There are thousands. I mean, there've been study after study after study. Why are so many wealthy people leaving New York City?
I think there's an enormous number of wealthy people who are in New York City and continue.
But why are so many leaving?
I can't speak to why particular people.
I can
leave.
Tell you why. It's taxes. You know that. As well as I do, it's taxes.
I think if you look at the economic...
Some of it's crime, but most of it is taxes.
Well, you
people
know...
People vote with their feet. The same reason that people are leaving California and moving to Austin.
Just the one.
If you look at California, it's one of the most successful economies in the world, and it continues to be so. It attracts people.
But they're losing people.
I don't think it's in any danger of decline, nor is New York City. And these are okay. Very vibrant places.
I don't think we're going to...
So it shows you what twisted Twilight Zone world they live in. We lost a congressional seat. We're going to lose another seat here in California shortly. We're revenue is down 25% because of people who left. And she's going, yeah, California's fine.
So my question to you is, are they just stupid or liars? Listen, I remember when I was trying to get out of here, you couldn't even get a U-Haul. You couldn't get, not a U-Haul, but a moving company. They were so backlogged. There's nothing beautiful that's
happening. I mean, with the way she was talking with such surety, like AOC does, right?
Right.
I have to start believing after a while, they are just so dishonest. I mean... California has, by the CDC and the Bureau of Statistic numbers, we have the highest poverty rate in the nation, highest gas taxes in the nation, highest state income tax in America, record homeless in California. We account for over 30% of the welfare
GDP?
In the country.
You're a numbers guy, Joe. I know you said earlier that...
All right, hold on. We're going to go for a quick break. Guy. You can make fun of me for being numbers. I love numbers. We'll be back in a minute. Numbers don't lie. We'll be right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back, Joe Messina. There is no R in my name. I've had it all my life. I keep saying Messina. I don't know. Something's going on here. Anyway, my tongue and my lip won't work together today for some reason. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And let me bring her on because she is my co-host on Friday. Sonia Schmidt joins us as she does every Friday. She really just pumps up the energy and the energy level, the excitement
really?
On the show.
Oh, man.
Wait, what are you looking like? What, somebody opened an onion near you there? What happened?
You said no.
I said show, not no.
Oh, I thought you, I said, do I really pump up the energy? And I heard you say no.
No, I wouldn't say no to
that's
that. Yeah, you pump up the energy.
That's
hey, I'm just here to add a little color to the picture, you know?
I see it all over the place. Oh. It's funny when you talk about the mispronunciation of names. I call you Joe Messina around the house.
I used to be called Messima. One teacher. I had another teacher used to call me, you know, because my first name was Giuseppe. call me Goosippy.
I didn't know
that. I'm going to punch that's you funny. Right in the head.
Well, my theory, when you call, and they pronounce you as Joe Messina. Joe Messina.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty classy.
Messamina. That name has been massacred over the years, and I actually think it's funny, because it ain't that hard.
Yeah. Well, nobody could massacre words like my mother. She was born and raised in Georgia and always pronounced it Georgie. And I'm like, haven't at some point you heard out of your 99, she died when she was 99. Out of 99 years, you never heard it pronounced correctly?
Oh, how about my mom? My mom lives in Arkansas. Ma,
that's great.
Ma, take the S out and put a W there. You'll be a lot closer. Okay?
That's funny because my mother also says, these people are, who cares what your mother says? Listen, this is, you know, everything ain't politics. But my mother, you know, when you take an Epsom salt bath, she called it Epsom sauce.
Oh,
so I always call it an Epsom sauce bath.
Yeah, if my mom hears this, she's just going to make...
She's going to get you.
She only sent me half the cookies she sent me last year. I want the rest of them, so I better be nice, you know? Yeah,
wow.
because she came from Italy, there's a lot of words she still has trouble. I mean, she's 81 years old. She still has trouble with...
Oh, really?
Think about this. Yeah, she went to the Department of Motor Vehicles. I said, what is that? Is this a new department I don't know about?
Oh, great. That's so great.
Ma, you mean vehicles. That's what I said. That's what I said.
I have girlfriends who say the fact that I have any command of the English language at all is a miracle.
Oh, God. Hey, speaking of somebody who's got issues, Chris Matthews, okay? He's in the news. Back. I mean, he's gone, right? He got fired.
Right.
He got let go. I don't know what he did now. It's been so long.
Ooh, yeah,
But think about something here. He's comparing dealing with angry rural Americans to combating terrorism, emphasizing that the role of anger in mobilizing voters. He highlighted rural Americans' anger towards liberal elites and made an analogy to the sentiments of terrorists in Afghanistan, how they're mad at us because we have so much. So apparently what he's saying is so people in middle America are stupid, ignorant, and because the elites are smarter than them, they hate them. This is how the left sees us, isn't it?
No kidding. I told you, I worked in Hollywood. That's exactly how they see us. And they think that if they keep shoving their agenda down our throats, we may, if we're lucky, get it. But they think that the products, the things that they shove down our throats, the only reason they don't take hold is because we're too stupid. Now, Chris Matthews... He's problematic, and I don't even know why they post anything that he says. He's so, nobody knows who he is. I mean, for the past 10 years, who knows who he is? But that just shows you his hubris. That shows you why he ain't on the, you know, he's just insufferable. He's this little troll of a man that's yucky.
But he spoke the truth. I mean, without even realizing he spoke the truth, right?
They well, every
can't
once in a while
stand
they slip up.
The left elites. And he's right. We don't, because you're always thumbing your nose up at us. I've had some of those people look at me, and I'm on a school board, and think I have no business being on a school board because I don't have a degree in education.
Wow. Yeah, that's what they revere. I've got relatives that went to some of the best universities, Ivy League colleges in the country, and they're dumb as posts when it comes to common sense. They don't get it. And they look down at me. They will not communicate or break bread or any of that stuff with me because they think I'm a rube.
A who?
Well, you know what I mean. A hick.
Yes, I do. I get it. Well, it's the truth. I mean, if you think about the moms that came to protect their kids at school boards and the dads, too, who came to school board meetings, they were called domestic terrorists, told to shut up because the teacher has all this experience in education and went to college for it, and you have no clue. All you did was give birth to that child. So you have no business in getting in my face to tell me how to educate your child.
That's condescending. It's so wrong. And they obviously they live in their bubbles, so they don't really know the wisdom of people of other types. There was a comedian, and I not sure why she did this, but I think she had a movie that was coming out, so she had to play nice for a second. But Sarah Silverman, who can sometimes be very insufferable, and I think in
sometimes?
The beginning...
Yeah, you're
right. I know, but in the beginning of her career, she was very interesting. I know, none of my kids think she's wonderful either. But she went, she had to, she was kind of forced, or maybe, I don't know if she did it on her own or she was forced to sup with middle America. And she was shocked, was her reporting. She was shocked at how nice and wonderful and loving and all this these people were. But, and I'm pretty sure that was the beginning and the end of that experiment.
Well, they hear, to your point, they're in Hollywood. They're with all those people that maybe they don't really hold in high esteem, but they know they have to, you know, get in line with them or else they're not going to get the part or whatever it is they got to do. And after you hear that stuff over and over and over again, you have to start, I mean, look at, the Bible says that the faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. Mm-hmm. You have to hear it. You have to keep hearing it. You keep hearing it. It works just the other way, doesn't it?
Absolutely. But they don't get to hear the Word of God. They get to hear
the Word of Hollywood.
They get to hear, which is opposite of God. And not only that, not only I think there's some who actually believe their own hype, but there are others who are just not brave enough to say, gee, I don't know. That the, you know, at least Sarah Silverman at one point came out and said, yeah, you know what? These people aren't exactly like we've been portraying them. That takes some courage. And I don't think that, you know, you want to belong to a tribe. I always talk about this when I'm on your show. It's just natural for us and for our survival in many cases to be attached to the tribe so we don't get sent out on the ice floe. And Hollywood has a real strong way of doing that. Not only do these, it'll stop your livelihood, it'll stop your popularity. Where will you go? What will you do if you don't belong to this crazy elitist tribe of insanity? So what are they going to do?
Well, this is all part of the pride thing. You know, the Bible talks about pride comes before a fall, and mm-hmm. when you think about it, when you're in that Hollywood and you're an actress or an actor or what have you, to a big degree, it's look at me, look about me, look how great I am, look what I can do, look at the talent I have. And when you see some of these actors and actresses and sports people, too, who truly have a love for God and they give God the glory for what they do, that would almost never be tolerated in Hollywood.
No.
You get a what, a picture and a half deal, maybe?
I know. Their agents come first. They're, you know, the people who did the film, it's all about them, and it's all about glorifying them.
Yep.
But that's why it's a godless community. It really is. But godless communities don't necessarily want God to enter it. They get very offended. I've told you some of my instances during Christmas time when they got a whoopee. I walked in the writer's room and they all, before I got there, got whoopee cushions.
Oh, God.
And you, yes, they got whoopee cushions with the face of Jesus on it.
Oh.
So when I walked in the room, they all sat on these whoopee cushions to make a fart noise. And I was like, this, A, is lame. It ain't even funny. But the other thing, you know,
that's a seventh grade joke. Thanks.
Exactly. It's so lame. And they said, well, it's not, their only retort was, well, it's not like we're sitting on baby Jesus. They're sick. I mean, once you can accept that they're sick.
Yeah, you're nicer than I am. You really are.
I'm not saying you excuse
me. Next time I got to the meeting, I would have brought me a bunch of pacifiers and said, hey, since you guys were acting like babies, I thought maybe you needed these things to help calm you down. I don't know.
They don't. They want to make sure it gets you, and it just doesn't. I just looked at them like the pitiful suckers that they are. They're just, it's like, how do you go that far? So you had to spend money, you had to coordinate this, you had to get here before I got here,
yeah.
And you all had to look like idiots.
And you had to make sure you didn't have real gas. I don't know, just saying. So,
go. I should have fought back with real
gas. Top of the hour. Yeah, see, I would have brought in, like, deer urine and squirted all over. I would have made the noise. All right, we go for a quick break. People, don't go back. Top of the hour. We got to do a little reset. When we come back, I'm going to school Sonya on the fact that the Civil War had nothing to do with slavery. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.